Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio. I'm going to use the abbreviation here. I'm sorry. So used to abbreviations. But welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on this Monday, April the 2nd in 2012. This is Barbara speaking, and today, as every Monday at this time, we offer you inspiration and the opportunity to connect with your soul for the next 55 minutes. Today, we invite you to join Jan, me, and our guest, Abby Wynn, as we talk about many types of energy healing, including Reiki, and what a week it has been. That's why I'm kind of like confused with using abbreviations, because it's my brain is still fried from last week's show. Maybe it just froze right in after listening to that beautiful healing drum we heard last week on the show. Hopefully some of the listeners. Yeah, it was beautiful, wasn't it, Jan?
It sure was, yeah.
And it was with me about the whole week. And then I did some more interviews with Jim for a different project. And I had the honor to listen to the drum when Sue was doing the drum again. And I was in such awe. It's just amazing. And everything that's been happening this week leaves me in what I just put out there on Facebook in wonder amazement. I don't think I'm the only one. There is so much happening at the moment. And it's that roller coaster, and it's going ever so fast. And it's just, okay, remember to breathe, remember to ground, remember to eat and drink, especially eat for me at the moment, because I then have this cold also. And I'm like, okay, I'll just go with the flow. I just wake up and do my thing all day and see what happens for the rest of the day. So here we are again. And today we have Abby Wynn from Dublin, Ireland, as our guest on the show. And Ireland, I have a very special connection to this country. I imported myself an Irishman out of Dublin into Germany. And Ireland is my soul home also. So we're going to talk to Abby in a wee while, as they say in Ireland. And I'll hand over to Jen now. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. That was a good introduction. I like the wee while that we'll talk with Abby. This is Jan speaking, and we are once again glad to have you join us in this sacred space today. We're coming to you live today from Northern Germany, from Southern Oregon, and also from Dublin, Ireland. I wish I had the brogue I could say it. I can't hardly wait to hear Abby start talking. It's a real pleasure for us to be here with you, and we're excited, in case you can't tell, to have Abby with us to talk about energy healing, something that all three of us are really passionate about. So we hope that you will you'll call in with your questions, and it's going to be an interactive show today, as always.
Oh, there I am. I unmuted myself. Yeah, I was just thinking about affirmations again, and then it came back to me, the affirmation from last week's show, which is, as all the affirmations that we're using, is beautiful. And the one we used last week was, I open my heart and I surrender to spirit. And that's definitely what I've been doing for the whole week. And yeah, I mean, Jen asked me to do a bit of an introduction about myself, because over the past few weeks when we did our show, we rarely had time to talk about us because there was so much going on. So who am I? I'm Barbara, and I'm in wonder amazement once again, because so many things are starting to fall into place right now for me. And the major thing that's happening right now is that I've just been gifted the bestest ever birthday present for this year, and for, I don't know, I think it's the best ever that I had. I'm going to the UK. I'm going to be at Stonehenge for my birthday, and I'm going to be witnessing a beautiful pipe ceremony done by Jim Greywolf Petruzzi, who was our guest last week. And I am going to be inside the stone circle. So my ears are going red when I talk about it, because this is so amazing and so exciting for me. Other than that, what do I do? I work with people. I work with my clients on growing on their personal path, growing their soul. How do I do that? I welcome them in when we make an appointment, and then I just look at what's there, what's happening in right this moment, and then we talk about it. And then I open my toolbox, where there's a few tools in from the area of energy healing. One of them, my main tool that got me where I am today, is Reiki. And I believe all three of us today on the show have some experience working with Reiki. Most of all, though, it's paying attention and listening to what's happening in my client's life right now so that we can then see where do we go, what can we do. Often enough, people are stuck in some situation. I know it from my own experience that that's a feeling that I don't really like very much. So I am very happy when I get support and assistance from somebody, from my mentors, from a coach, or from my husband, for example, to get unstuck pretty fast. So I love walking with my clients and seeing the inspiration in themselves when they have understood something about their own path and about their own situations. So yeah, that's what I do really. And I really enjoy what I do. I am so happy that I chose this path to walk on, and it's getting better every day. Jen.
That's awesome. Thank you, Barbara. This is Jan again. And as you all know, I've been instructed to introduce the angels each week on this program and that I'm an angel messenger. That means I deliver insights and messages that inspire and touch your soul. There are times we all want to know that someone who has passed out of this physical world is okay. And I'm privileged to be able to speak with, to see them, to hear them, and to act as a liaison between the worlds. And I love being able to do this, partly because it helps you to know that they're truly around and want to talk with you, and partly because of the love I feel flowing through me from the angelic realm. Their messages are clear, and they always have your highest good as their intent. They want you to be happy, and they want you to be successful in this life too. And my work is to help you. So when you're ready to get in touch with your angels, with those who've passed from your life, or you want to develop your own intuitive abilities, it's time to contact me. You can email me at jan@jan.com. How's that? I can finally get it out all right. So as usual, we've each drawn a card for today. Barbara, do you want to begin?
Yes. I walked into my practice room and I stood there and I was asking the usual question, which card deck? And then this one card deck jumped out and said, me. And then I asked the question, or I just threw the topic out there and then drew a card. And the topic is energy healing today. And as I just said, I work with my clients when they grow on their own path, which definitely includes working on the soul level also. And the card that I drew is from the Neil Donald Walsh card deck, and it says, allow each soul to go her own way. And it's a really cute card. Normally it's only words written on these cards, and this one, I think it's the only one from the deck, I didn't check yet, I will though, has two little tiny feet on it. And that is just so cute because it's symbols walking. And it symbols that each soul is going his or her or its own way. And especially when I look at myself, when I work with my clients, yes, that is a very good reminder to allow each soul to choose its own path. That it's not my decision. I can guide, I can assist, and I can support. Yet everybody decides for themselves. And when the soul connection is made, it's so beautiful to see what then happens. That's it for me.
Oh, okay. Abby, you said you drew a card. Would you like to talk about the card you drew today?
Hi, guys. How are you? I hope you can hear me okay.
I hear you fine.
Brilliant. I'm using a deck that I use for me. When I get clients in and they want to read cards, sometimes I have decks specially for them and decks we share. But this particular deck is dear to my heart. It's Angels, Gods, and Goddesses, and the artwork is by Tony Carmine. And I think Tony Carmine's amazing. I actually have three signed paintings in my healing space from Tony Carmine, and I literally snapped a picture of this card and threw it up on my Facebook page just to say, come on, guys, I'm on radio. Here's my card. So what it is the Angel of Pleasure. And I'm really beginning to step into this now. And I'd asked the pack for a card for everybody, but it really does kind of relate to me in the last couple of weeks where I've just stopped worrying, I've stopped stressing, and I'm just here for the pure love and joy of what it is that I do. When I read the little note that goes with the card deck, it says, start to take pleasure in all the things you do. It's not about hard work, achievement, and performance. What is important is that you make the most of every moment in your life. do things that bring you pleasure and that bring pleasure to things that you love, work, study, and play with. You may be surprised to find when things become pleasurable, more is accomplished with less stress and effort. And I have to say, guys, it's really true. So that's my card.
It is. I love that.
Thank you. That is beautiful. I really love that, because, and I'm sitting here nodding and grinning because I can confirm it's so much more fun once we start relaxing and get out of the stress zone, really.
Right. Well, I ended up with two cards. It was unintentional, but I chose one, and then this other one said, as I started to put the cards together, it said, no, you have to pick me too. So I did. So, and it's interesting because each of the cards relates to something that I want to talk about a little bit later in this program. The first card is called We Found. And I was thinking about, when I drew the card, I was thinking about a situation that we had happen in the Soul Healing Circle this week, and realized that I should tell you what the card looks like. It shows a young man and a young woman, and they're holding hands. And they're very dressed, very stylish, or in a certain style. But in any case, they're holding hands, and it very much it looks like a lover relationship. It's the relationship of we found each other. We have found our heart. And that was so true in the Soul Healing Circle this week in particular. And with this one situation that I'm going to talk about a little bit later, of finding the heart of the group and of each other. And to me, that was a very powerful card. The other card that I pulled is called the Womb, and it shows, it's very interesting because the whole picture kind of looks like a womb, but it shows two angels supporting a young woman, and inside the young woman you can see this baby who is walking into the current presence. And there's a lot of static going on. Guys, I don't know who's got what going, but there's a lot of static. Anyway, the womb is, I thought, was really indicative of what we're talking about with energy healing, because we are all coming into this new, particularly the 2012 time of new beginnings and a new world, and we can create what we want and make it what we want. So this is... Gosh, I'm going to have to do what Abby did. I'm going to have to scan this card and put it up on the Facebook page, because it's really profound. And apparently I'm not finding the words to describe it. So how about if we move on from there?
There's lots in the air again, I think, and it's still, we're still in the healing process, and it's moved into a much more positive part of this healing process for me personally, I can say. It's still very, very moving, everything that's happening. And I'm just so glad that we're getting such nice confirmation from the cards. And for all the listeners out there that might have toyed with the idea of a card deck or creating their own card deck, as you did, Jen, it's a lovely idea. It's a lovely way of inspiring myself when I feel stuck, and obviously when we talk to others also. It doesn't have to be in a client relationship. It can be with the loved ones, with the kids. Sometimes I just give the card back to my kids, or they walk in and they say, can I draw a card? And it's always spot on. So it's a beautiful, beautiful way.
All right, that's neat. Well, we're going to move into the regular part of our show now, what we call the platform part. And there's a couple of things before we bring Abby in. There's a couple of things that I want to address, and then we'll go to Barbara, and then we'll bring Abby in. So as many of our listeners know, Barbara founded the Soul Healing Circle on Facebook, and that has grown into an amazing community of loving people. This past week, one of our members needed assistance. To make a rather lengthy story short, people from all over the globe responded. But here are two I'd like to mention in particular. Bob and Lisa Blaylock, and I hope they're listening. Bob and Lisa are from the Phelan Set Free Ministries in Phelan, California. And they stepped up and provided a food gift card for someone they had never met, requested by someone they didn't know, with a quote-unquote promise that our group would be happy to reimburse them for their kindness. Now, how many people do you know who would do that? Most of us would think, yeah, right, it's a new kind of scam going around, and that would be the end of it. and our friend would have gone hungry as a result. Bob and Lisa's generosity of spirit reminded me of a story I read as a child in Sunday school. Remember the one about the angels who came into the city looking for, what was it, 12 good men or 12 good people? In any case, they were scorned and they were mocked and stones thrown at them until finally one man welcomed them into his home, fed them, and offered them hospitality. And I equate Bob and Lisa with that one man. My experience with Christian churches, this is my experience, has not been the best. So I want to give Bob and Lisa an extra special thank you for affirming that there is a Christ-like spirit alive and well in Phelan, California. Thank you, Bob and Lisa.
Yes, thank you, Bob and Lisa.
So, and now we're going, during our program today, we're going to be talking with Abby, who, as you know, is from Dublin, Ireland. Abby has just written a book called Energy Healing for Everyone, A Practical Guide for Self-Healing. And we're going to be talking with her about that and about energy healing work. Now, I know Barbara's worked with energy healing, and I've worked with energy healing extensively since I first became a massage therapist way back in 1976. And shortly after getting my massage license, a client came to me with a terrible headache. At the end of our session, she felt fabulous. Her headache was gone, and she felt great. I, on the other hand, had a vicious headache and was sick to my stomach. And that was a turning point for me. I said, never again. I will not take on somebody's energy again. I will figure out what to do so I don't take on someone else's painful energy. And I used my intuition on how to transmute energy. And from that point on, every session was healing for both of us, for both the client and for me. And as a Reiki practitioner and then a Reiki master, I discovered what it's like to channel energy, leaving my ego and my own energy intact, allowing the Reiki energy to do its work and not deplete my energy or take on someone else's pain. And then my entire world opened up. With every session, the room would fill up with souls who had positive input, either to augment the healing that was going on or to add something uniquely their own. And I found that by closing my eyes, I could see better and hear them better, and the entire experience became more profound for all of us. During those times, I was given the soul body blueprint method, which I teach today. Each of us has our own journey as healers. And even though they may appear to be different, the energies we deal with are the same. Some call these energies God. Some call them angels. Some say intuition. Some see spirits or hear them or just know what to say and do. No matter what someone calls the energies they work with, it's really all from the same source. You'll see it in people as they talk about what they do, and it looks the same. It looks like unconditional love. When you bring yourself to that place of no expectations, no desires for an outcome, but you surrender to spirit, healing takes place. Our job as healers is simply to be, to love, to allow, to get into love, and then get out of the way and allow. And our affirmation for today is, just for today, I let my soul lead the way. Barbara?
Thank you. That was amazing. I really like that, the last part especially. I think it was the Abraham Hicks videos. There was this piece of music at the end by Francine Gerry. You can have it if you want it, if you just get out of the way. I really like that. Which is, very true for me sometimes. I'm working on that every day, and that's the awareness. That's training my own awareness and training it with my clients also, to be aware of when ego kicks in. Ego has a part, and I think it's important that we acknowledge this, because it's there for a reason. It's just a matter of giving it clever tasks so that the whole system can work together in a balanced way. Mm-hmm. So, Abby.
Hi.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Abby.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Jan, but I don't really have an Irish brogue, as you might have realized now.
Oh, well,
I'm actually half American, and sometimes when I'm tired, I sound more American than Irish, so.
Okay, well, you're doing pretty good there. I'm happy with what I'm hearing. what I'm
Oh, well,
hearing.
thank you. That's good to hear.
So, Abby, tell us exactly what you do, and how did you discover that this was your passion and your calling?
Oh, wow. Well, exactly what I do is very hard to describe, but basically, I suppose I'll start at the beginning. I was a scientist, and I just didn't love being in a laboratory, and I went through my own personal crisis. I suppose you could call it a shamanic initiation, only at the time I didn't know what it was. And seeking help from anybody who could help me, I went into counseling and psychotherapy, only to be told that the guy couldn't do any more for me. So I went off and did some hypnotherapy, and the thing that seemed to help me come into balance with my emotions was Reiki. So I needed to learn how to do that. But I also was interested in the process of psychotherapy. So I took up some training, and I've since got a degree in psychotherapy because basically I wanted to be there for people like me who thought there was no one there for them. Well, I didn't anyway. So doing all of that brought me to the shamanic work as well. And I did my shamanic practitioner training around the same time as my psychotherapy training. So it came very natural to me to weave and blend everything together. And then when I decided I was going to open up in practice, I decided I needed to resit the Reiki in order to teach. Because I'm sure you all know, when you take a class as a student, you're in the class, you're in the moment, you're going into process. And there's several things that you could miss as you're in very much your own process. So I reset level 1, 2, and 3 as an observer this time, and it just all came together. And I have to say, it was wonderful. And while I was doing that, I met this beautiful lady who then took me to become a Seikem master teacher as well. So I have Reiki and I have Seikem, and I'm a master teacher of both. I've got shamanic energy healing, which I weave into everything. And then there's the psychotherapy, which really helps to hold a space for the mind. Because as you guys mentioned already, getting out of your own way, but how do you do that? And so sometimes you need to actually look at the thought patterns, to look at the ego, and to work. I actually find most people work great at the level of a child. And so we have great conversations, me, the client, the client's brain, the client's body, the client's emotions. The room gets very filled up very quickly with all of these aspects of ourself. And then the whole idea is you take them out, you take out the pieces that aren't working, you put everyone back together and do a process of integration. And it's just amazing work. It really is, to just be witness to people having their moments of realization, their breakthrough moments, seeing people's lives change for the better, or hearing afterwards and even years afterwards that things have always changed from those moments. It's just wonderful. For me, that's what life is about. So I hope that kind of answers your question. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's when everything comes, you said put them back together, and when it all comes together, the witnessing of that, when they get their sparks, and when they start initiating their own sparks, and then they start sparkling, and it's happening everywhere at the moment, that so many people have their aha moments, and they flick the switch, and it's just amazing to be able to witness that.
Right.
I love what you said there, Barbara, about sparkling, because there's people buying all this beauty cream and all the makeup and everything. And I have to say that the most amazing beauty treatment that there is has got to be energy healing. I'm sure you agree with me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's so a good secret.
Tell us a little bit more about what you do and how it works.
Well, that's really, I just hold space. That's what I do. I bring a lot of knowledge. I bring a lot of wisdom and, of course, my training into the picture. But I don't, plan or anticipate. Even in group settings when I'm doing a workshop, I might have 2 or 3 notes on an index card to cover in a couple hours, and I just work with the energy in the room. It's really about just letting things flow. It's different things, different spaces. Obviously, if I was going to go into a room with 100 people, it's a little bit different to working one-to-one, but I've done both, and it's just amazing. It really, really is amazing.
Yeah, I like that, picking up on the energy, no matter if it's a group or if it's one single person. And that's the most fun for me as well, because part of me always wants to prepare for sessions with clients or for workshops. And it's good to have a frame, not even just for me. Sometimes it's good for the client that they have a structure. Once we have the structure set, though, it's just off we go. And then it's amazing and surprising what happens often enough. And they might think they came with a certain topic that they wanted to talk about or that they wanted to address. And then we go into a totally different direction, and it happens all so fast. And that's what I really appreciate about working with energy and healing with energy, is the speed, the God speed, if we want to use that term. I like that term because it happens almost instantly sometimes. Do you agree, Abby?
It can be amazing. I mean, for my one-to-one sessions, I offer three main types of treatment, and people usually make up their mind before they come. And then after they meet me, I explain what the other ones are. And then if they want to come back and try a different one, they do that. And the Reiki, which is a really pure form of energy healing, is amazing. I mean, I have somebody come to me and say, I have a pain in my leg, and I'm going, great, and they go on the plinth, and then I'm just staying there at their chest for ages, and then the pain in the leg goes away.
Right.
Because it's not logical. You know, it's not logical. Yeah. So if I'm in my brain and I go, okay, they've got a pain in their leg, therefore I better give them what they came for, you know, then I'm not actually treating the core issue, I'm treating the symptom. So I just say to people, you know, every session's different. I have another session I offer, which is called Shamanic Reiki. And there's not too many people in the world, may I say, who are offering this. I think it's coming through naturally more and more, as we could say, as the veils are lifting, or as there's more energies, healing energies here helping out. But what I say to people is, you know, you've got heavy energies, you've got light energies, and with the Shamanic Reiki, the Reiki wraps you up in love and nourishment and all of that. And as you, it's actually like an anesthetic, really. And then things start to present themselves that need to be dealt with. And some of the sessions are just amazing. Like, I've had people say, oh my gosh, I've got this big blue ball in my stomach. And then it ends up that it's something that their father said to them when they were 5 years old, that they've been holding on to. And now they're 45 and they can't move on with their life. So we talk to the blue ball and it turns to gray, and then it starts to shrink. And then, you know, it leaves their body. And it's just magical. It really is. You can't, you know, you just have to bring all of who you are into a session. You can't anticipate what's going to come up. And then the shamanic healing might be just talking. Because I've learned a long time ago, and I know you guys are aware of this, that our souls don't speak English or French or German or whatever. Our souls speak in images. Yeah. And so in order for our souls and us to communicate with each other, you have to be quiet and listen, and then see or feel if you don't see. And then in order to respond, you have to send back an image. And that's why the shamanic journey is just so incredible, because there's so much in those images, and so much healing can happen. So, I mean, I guess a combination of all three together would be almost shamanic psychotherapy, which is something that I'd like to do a PhD on. I'm putting it out there.
Oh, good. Which I hope you do it.
Yeah. Well, I did my bachelor's degree on shamanism and psychotherapy, and how they're very similar. And I've got a lot of interest from that, and I've been asked to publish in a journal what I came up with. But it's really almost a history, or tracing back, you know, back to Jung, you know, even back before Jung, and how shamanism was always there. Psychotherapy was connecting into the energy of the soul. It's the energy of the psyche, and it's all about healing the psyche. It's like the plant will grow towards light no matter where it's placed in the room. Mm. The therapies, the healing will grow towards this, you know, the healing of the soul. And that, to me, is what shamanic work is about, working on different levels all at the same time, and talking, that, you know, the language of the brain, the language of the soul, and healing the body at the same time. So I hope that makes sense.
Definitely make it a virtual course, Abby, and put it out there. Really, I really like the idea of putting those together, because that will make so many people think, and that might open so many doors for so many people, because so many of us are still We want to satisfy the mind. We want to learn with our brain as well as with the rest of our system. So that is a very, very good combination because there's so much in it. There is the learning for the brain on the classical psychotherapy side. And then there's the combination with the not so tangible shamanism side. It's beautiful.
And it's amazing. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of John Assaraf, but he's actually come to a point in his life where he has tons of money, and he basically sat down and he said, what do I love? And he is hiring neurosurgeons to look at the biology and the neurobiology of the brain and how we decide things and how we think, and actually getting patterns as to how our decisions go into our subconscious. So, you know, when you really, really want something and you still can't do it, you know, it's like, well, what actually blocks us? What actually stops us from doing that? And he's working on how to get into the subconscious. And what he's discovering is basically what I had just said, which is it's all through images. It's all through speaking the language of the soul. And Barbara, you call this a soulversation. That's what it is. It's the language of the soul. You just might need to step out of your head to do it. And that's where people have problems.
That term was done by Carla Goddard, the soulversation.
Excellent.
Yeah. Sorry, Jen.
I was just thinking it's interesting, too, what you said, Abby, about the issues or the things that are stopping people showing up in different parts of the body, and where these things show up in the body is amazing.
Absolutely. I know Louise Alhay has almost a manual or a guidebook, and she did groundbreaking work in that many years ago. But some of the stuff that I get in clients now, it's just unavoidable. You know, your heart is closed, you know, or your stomach is anxiety. You can tell it's self-conscious, you know, what you call self-confidence from the stomach. I had a client there recently who had these energy pins in their legs preventing them from moving forward in their life. You know, it's all these kinds of things, but you can make too many assumptions when you go into that, I find. And I like to say, well, what are we finding here? And then get the client to tell me what it's about.
Right.
And sometimes it unlocks the memories, you know, the images, the pictures. I had a woman once whose jaw was so sore, it was almost glued tight shut. She went to a doctor who was going to give her these horrendous pain medication. And she came to me and she realized that it was all the years that she never said how she felt.
Right.
So she was shouting on the plane. Mm. Luckily, where I was working at the time was in a private place in somebody's back garden in a residential area. So that was cool. And she's shouting and screaming, and it unlocked it. It was like the key. Mm. And all of the pain just went out the window and back to the source. And she never felt that pain again. And that was over a year or 2 years ago. And we're still in touch. And it hasn't come back.
It sounds similar to, or there's a lot of similarities to what I'm doing on this soul body blueprint stuff of where my conclusion is that our souls have imprinted messages in our bodies for lessons we wanted to learn in this lifetime and the way we wanted to do it. And what you're saying leads right or coincides with that, I guess I should say, for instance, with the pins in the legs, keeping somebody from taking a step that they want to take, going a direction that they want to go. And depending on which side of the body it is, determining whether it has to do with their intuition and emotions or whether their responsibility, their family, their job, etc. And the whole being able to speak, how many years this woman had not spoken the words that she wanted to say and ended up with basically with lockjaw as a result of it.
And what I really like, Abby, is what you said about let the client tell us, because that they are responsible. Everybody's responsible for themselves. And we as coaches or healers or therapists, we can be at their side. We can guide them and we can listen and we can talk and we can help them. We can support them. Yet for me, that is very, very important to make that really clear to all my clients. They are responsible for their own healing.
Right.
I can talk with them and inspire them, maybe not, yet it is their responsibility. And especially when we talk about images and pictures, I can do guided meditations and we all do at one point probably, and we've done it before on the show also, and it worked beautifully. On the other hand, everybody has their own pictures, and as Abby said, and then all of a sudden there was this blue ball. And when the picture comes from the client, it has so much more power.
Right.
Because it's from them. It's nothing that they have to believe or they have to try and imagine. It is inside of them. And when once the door is open to the inner images, that is such a big thing. I can say this for myself, because when I started on my Reiki path, we were talking about meditation and putting our worries in a pink bubble and let them float away. And I was going, yeah, right. Mm-hmm, exactly. And I couldn't at all imagine some kind of bubble and putting all my worries in there. And the mind was very strong. And just today I had one of these moments again. I was like, what's happening? I thought I'm past that. And it all came back for a reason, obviously, so that I could talk about it tonight on the show. I tried and tried and tried to imagine, and I read books on how to do this and how to visualize things and everything else. And my brain was just saying, yeah, right. So nothing happened whatsoever. And then at some stage, I was so frustrated that I put the books aside, that I stopped thinking about it. And then, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks later, all of a sudden, it happened. And I was so happy that I could actually sit and meditate and have pictures coming to me from inside of me, and not because I was listening to somebody telling me something. They came out of my own imagination. And that was such a big moment, because that unlocked the main door for me, really. And recently I was talking to somebody, and we mentioned, well, it came up a few times now, this door picture, because it is so... Yes, it's important that we walk through doors, and we can decide to just stand in the door frame and say, no, I'm not going to walk through it. It happened to me as well recently. Once we step through that door, it's so nice, because then we open ourselves to so much on the inside, to the inner world.
You've made a really important point there, Barbara. And one of the points you made there is that you read books and you tried and you tried and you tried, and then you put it away and it happened naturally by itself, and you can't fight it. So to recognize and honor that in people's processes when they come, let's say for a session, and their brain is ready but their body's not ready, or their body's ready and their brain's not ready, to not force it or to not push it. You know, and another thing as well about the interpretation, let's just say if they get an image of a dog, you could have been bitten by a dog, and dogs are the most terrifying thing in your life. Or you could have had a dog that was your best friend growing up, and it was closer to you than your parents. And who am I to say what a dog means to you?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what your experiences have been. So it's so important.
I had one recently where I woke up and realized that I've had several dreams images in a dream for the past few weeks of the bottoms of my feet being I said dirty initially when I saw this, but what I realized is they were calloused, as though I had been walking barefoot. So you know how your feet get, and you just can't get them pristine, clean at all when you've been walking on the hard ground. And I realized that the road I've been walking lately has been one of trying really hard and not just taking it easy, of trying. And there's that, the soles of the feet, my soul has been, I don't want to say hardened, but I've been walking that path and need to just kind of relax a little bit.
I think you need my angel card, Jan. Angel,
yeah, really. Really. Yes, you're absolutely right. But there was, you guys have been talking about something. I wanted to say that years ago when I was doing massage, and I do this still today, but when I was waiting for a client to arrive, I would spend just a little bit of time just kind of thinking about them and connecting with them, whether I had met them or not before. I would just sit in a chair waiting for them and connect with their name and who they were. And my question was always, what is it that you need from me today? And then when they were arrived, I would ask them the question, and they'd say, I don't know, whatever. And we would go ahead and we'd do it. And it was always an amazing experience for them. The only time I ever had somebody complain, ever, is someone who came in and told me what it was that she wanted specifically. And I said, I had gotten a completely different message. And I said, are you sure that's what you want? You know, I get a feeling that maybe this is where we need to go. No, I want this. So I gave in to her, and that was what I did. And when we were done with the session, she was completely unhappy. It had not accomplished what her mind was saying needed to be accomplished, because she wasn't willing to simply let whatever was going to happen, happen. So
yeah, and sometimes
the client comes in and they say what they want and their mind is there. Like you said, the mind is all ready, but the body isn't ready. The internal part isn't ready. And if they're not going to relax and let their true self determine what needs to be done, then things are a little bit more of a challenge.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of resistance there. And yeah, from a purely psychotherapy point of view, practicing psychotherapists who might never have ever done energy healing know that the best and deepest sessions are the ones when the client arrives in and says, yeah, I'm grand. I had a really good week. Nothing's happening for me. And then something comes up in the room and the most profound, because they're clear of the trauma. They're clear of the emotional debris. And right, able to take a dive in to that mess of the soul, or not mess, but the beauty, the, you know, where everything is floating, and the thing that's there is it only comes up then. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen, and it's wonderful work. It really is.
Yeah, it's like what I keep saying is everybody brings me a gift. Whenever I have appointments with clients, I'm now like a child that's going to the playground, because I'm allowed to play in a very respectful and good way. And I am getting a present. I am getting a gift, because there's always something for me in there also. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a connection between me and this client, this person. So seeing it like this helps me getting away from expecting something, because they might have said, yeah, you know, this, that, and the other. That's why I'm coming to you, as you said, Jen, somebody walking in saying, this is exactly what I want. How do I deal with this then? And then I can look at it as, this is my gift. This is my present. So, okay. So what do I do with this? I unwrap it. And that gives me, the ability to be humble towards the situation that I'm in, right, with this client, because I don't always know what's happening. And even sometimes there is not the desired outcome of one session, because there might have been an expectation from one side or from the other side. And that's the way it is, and that's the way life is also. And it happens everywhere. It happens when I go into a shop and I want to buy a certain product, and then I expect to buy this because normally they always have this, and I'm so looking forward to buying this, and then they don't have it. What do I do? I can go and complain to the cashier or the management, or I can just accept the fact that today this product is not there. So I can look for an alternative, and that works the same way for me with sessions, either when I have a client coming to me or when I go, and I am a client also. Same thing. The less expectation I have, the better for me personally.
Right. We're starting to run a little short of time here, and I had a question for Abby that I wanted to address. Abby, you have a workshop coming up called Advanced Energy Medicine. Would you mind telling us what is it about and who is it for?
That's wonderful that you brought that up. It's basically, there's a lot of Reiki practitioners in Ireland, and Reiki at its purest form is hands-on, energy flows, hands-off, and that's it. There ain't no more. But people are finding that their hands are actually doing weird stuff over the client that they don't know what it is. I was having lunch over Christmas at a social with Reiki Federation Ireland. I'm on the committee there. And a woman sitting beside me said, look what my hand does now when I'm working with clients. And she made her little circles with her hand. Her hand was like pulling and moving. And I said, try it like this. And I showed her clockwise and anti-clockwise and what it does. And she's going, wow, I didn't know you could do that. So my shamanic practitioner training was very deep energy removals, extractions, soul retrievals, power animal retrievals, all kinds of things going on there without the gentleness and the nurturing of Reiki. I mean, you've heard of the medicine man, medicine woman. So this is energy medicine, and I'm aiming it at Reiki practitioners who have been in the business for at least 2 years and practicing and needing more, because I believe that there's so much being released right now because of the changes that are happening that we need more tools. So I'm hoping to open a beautiful sacred space and to introduce some of the healing techniques that I was taught from a shamanic perspective, but to also respect the people who are in the room and things that they might have learned as well, and to get even sharing from other people of things that they're doing. The Sei-Chem as well is amazing because it brings in psychic surgery and removal of the aura and lots of other kinds of amazing things that are not part of Reiki, which I believe should be part of energy healing. So I'm growing into an energy healer as opposed to being a Reiki master. And I also like that because it takes away the master, because I am not the master. The energy is the master. And so as an energy healer, I open to all the possibilities of what might be out there to help me to remove or add or clear or just even hold space for somebody else. And it's unique for me because I was brought up very strongly believing you need a certificate, you need proof of what you can do, you need your qualifications on the wall. And all I can do is offer a certificate of attendance. But yeah. I believe that we have all grown up now enough to know that the tools are important. And if you can go somewhere and learn tools, it doesn't matter if you have a stamp to say where the tools came from. If you use them from the highest caliber in ethics, from your heart, then, you know, there should be more of us out there who can do it. So basically, that's my intention for those workshops. I know there's going to be three of them. I don't know what they're all going to contain, but you start with the first one and see where you end up. So that's pretty much what I'm doing with that.
Right. Thank you.
Awesome.
We have a caller. We have Beverly on line three. Beverly, are you there?
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Beverly.
And Jan.
Hi, Beth.
And Abby.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing great. Thank you very much. It's a wonderful day, and I'm enjoying the show very much. I have a specific question. It goes back a little bit when you were talking about ego. I have not got a clear understanding of what ego is. So my question is if you can describe, you know, very basically, how it works in relation to our spirits and behavior.
Abby, would you like to answer
Abby,
that one?
Go for it.
Okay, well, basically we're all individual in individual bodies, even though our energy is all one. It's a huge concept to get your head around. But ego makes me know that I'm Abby and where I live and what I do in quotation marks, because that can vary from time to time. Ego is a boundary where I end and you begin. And sometimes the ego can become inflated and it can be all about me. You've heard people being, you know, vain and arrogant or more important, and you start to create stories in your head of things that are real and things that might not be real, and start to live disconnecting slightly from other people, and then you can disconnect quite a lot as time goes on. And so bringing it back to what we're talking about, people say getting out of your own way, stepping out of the ego should dissolve into nothingness. I actually believe that that's dangerous. We need our ego as long as we have a physical body, because our ego tells us things like we need to eat now. It's, you know, don't run across the road in front of a car, or you should call your mom. You know, things like that is what the ego says. But then when the ego says you can't do this and you shouldn't do that and you've never been good at this, then that's where the problem lies. So I hope that helps a little bit. I mean, you could take a course on this. You could be working on this subject for years and years and still never really get, you know, your finger exactly on a definition that's succinct. So I guess it's different things to different people. So I hope that helps a little bit.
Yes, it did. It gave me a very good beginning. Thank you very much. And thank
you're
you
very
for
welcome.
My question. You all have a good day.
Thanks, you too, Beth.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
Talk
you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Abby, how about if you tell us how people can contact you if they want to learn more, and a little bit about how they can get your new book. Tell us about the book and your new book. I mean,
well,
how they can get it.
Thank you very much. Well, what happened was as a Reiki master teacher, I teach my students, and I had a request from a student, how can I use Reiki every day? So I sat down and I wrote a bunch of exercises for using Reiki in the morning, Reiki in the afternoon, Reiki in the evening and at nighttime, and it kind of grew into a little book. And I was showing it to a friend and she said, but that's not Reiki, that's actually more like shamanism. Well, I'll go right back to what I said earlier in this show. Reiki's hands-on, energy flows hands-off. What I was doing was active Reiki. So I thought, well, maybe I should just call it energy healing. And then I thought, well, okay, well, if everybody can do energy healing, then let's do a bit on the beginning of the book, how to get connected in to the energy of healing. So what the book basically is a short introduction as to what energy healing is. And I think I mentioned the ego again very briefly. Then it's a series of meditations to open yourself up to a higher energy that can produce great results healing. And I've done this with clients. There's no attunements, there's no course fees, there's, you don't have to go get someone to zap you. You just sit in quiet with the intentions that are all written in the book and the meditations in the book, and the shifts start to happen. I've also explained about grounding, and I do some grounding meditations. And then what I've done is I've softened the exercises and just given them all. So if you want to do energy healing for yourself while you're drinking your cup of coffee in the morning, if you want to do energy healing at nighttime because you're worried about something that's going on in the world, or you're upset about an interview or something that you might have tomorrow, there's all these tools in the book that can help you do that. So I see it as like a little guidebook that you can open and find something, have a read, try it out, and then leave the book aside, go off and try it for a couple of weeks, come back and try something else. So that's really what the book's about. And that's going to be on my website to start with. And hopefully I'll have it up on Amazon shortly after that. So you can contact me. I think the easiest way to do it is on Facebook. Abby's Energy Healing page is on Facebook. And I just launched Abby's Energy Healing group, so we can have a virtual launch party of my book. I've been waiting until Mercury retrograde is completely gone, because all these things on online things, you don't want to be losing emails, and communication issues is the last thing I need right now, especially it's my first time launching something like this. So I'm going to do it very gently, but I also have a mailing list. So before I even launch the book, the people on my mailing list can have access to the book. And it would be great then to invite people who've already read it to the book launch, and they can talk about what they found, what they thought of it, and we can have a bit of a party going on there. So I'm very excited about it. I think it's probably the first of many things that I will put out there for people to help them access energy without having to fork out hundreds of thousands of dollars and having to go to classes, because it's there for all of us. We just need to learn how to ask for it or how to access it as well.
That's great. Can you tell us again the name of your website and or the name of your Facebook page and group?
Sure. It's Abby's Energy Healing page on Facebook, and my website is www.abby-win.com, W-Y-N-N-E. See, I have to spell it out. It's easier to just say, go to Facebook and look up Abby's Energy Healing page. There's only one of those, and all the links are off of that one.
So. All right. Great. Well, thank you very much. It's really been lovely to have you with us on the show today, Abby.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. It's been really fun.
We're coming down to a close now, so I want to remind everybody that you'll be able to hear the recording of this on PurposeTalkRadio.com, and you can hear the other shows there as well if you'd like, and you can find out information about upcoming guests that we're going to be having on our program. I want to make a kind of an early announcement that June is Barbara and my celebration month. We met a year ago June for the first time, and we're going to be doing kind of have a theme for the month of circles. So that'll be interesting to see what we come up with. Remember that Barbara and I are both available for individual or joint coaching sessions, as well as angelic and intuitive readings. And our websites are barbarapatterson.info. That's B-A-R-B-A-R-A-P patterson.info and janrevell.com. That's J-A-N-R-E-V as in Victor, E-L-L.com. Remember, our we're doing joint coaching, and that is just great fun. We love doing that. Our affirmation for today is, I let my soul lead the way. I let my soul lead the way. And Barbara is going to take us out of here today, and we wish you all soul blessings and see you next Monday.